When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Michael Kay Show.
This was as classic a six-game series as you can get. It's usually hard to talk about a classic that didn't go the distance, but if you watched every game of the series, it was compelling. It was back and forth. It was fun. There were just so many storylines, and every game was a classic in itself. There were no blowouts, and just it was just a fun series, and the Knicks proved a lot. This is a team that is not getting any respect around the NBA, and they're going to have to take it, and that's what they're doing. Eventually, they're going to have to get recognized, guys. Eventually, people are going to have to say, you know what? I was all wet on this team. I was wrong. This team is good. This team's got a shot. So anybody right now that doesn't believe, they're just a hater.
The Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, sometimes I don't know if Josh Hart is serious or if he's playing us. So 3 hours ago, he tweeted out, anyone know of any country clubs accepting junior memberships in Westchester? Need a good home to play golf in the off season. Really? You need us to tell you about golf memberships in Westchester?
Yeah, why not?
He's Josh Hart. He could walk in the Wingfoot and play.
I mean, can you?
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's new to it and doesn't realize that Wingfoot's a thing.
I don't know if you know.
Well, then he's not really much of a golfer if he doesn't know Wingfoot's a thing.
Well,
right,
no,
but maybe he's trying to pick up the game.
Yeah, maybe he's newish to golf. He's a young guy. I don't know if you know this, Michael, but Josh isn't necessarily of the demographic that feels just comfortable walking into any country club and being like, hey, can someone help me? It may be a little bit intimidating.
Little secret, okay, Peter?
Go ahead.
I know you're all in with your New York Knicks jersey today.
You see I'm in.
All he'd have to do is call up Leon Rose. Go, you know, I'd like to get a junior membership at Wingfoot. It would be done.
But why
is he asking fans to do that for him?
Don, I have entered a new place. I got to be honest. You may not agree. That Michael voice is starting to drive me batty.
Really?
It's so. If you really did it to me, like if he was doing it to me specifically, because I can't explain it. It makes me feel like I'm an idiot.
Well, let me tell you this, Bruno. Now you just open up a portal to have this for the rest of your life.
No, here we go. He could sometimes ask.
Off the air, I'm going to say, you know, Peter.
Oh, God. Yeah, that would be, Don, you'll have to pry us apart if that happens.
But your journalistic side, Michael, sometimes just gets the better of you.
Why?
It's curious, but who cares?
Anything, Don?
He might decide to take up, I want to take up golf. He doesn't know what end is up, and he figures, you know what, I want to embrace the fans. I'm feeling good. Fans have been good to me. Let's just strike up a conversation. I'm bored. I can kill 20 minutes doing this. Well, why put so much thought into it?
I put a lot of thought into everything. That's why I'm great at what I do.
Don, little secret. Michael puts thought into everything. Okay?
And I got to say this. Can I just bring it out there, Michael?
Oh.
For the audience that is not watching on YES.
Mm-hmm.
Really with the jersey, Peter?
Yeah, I thought you were a Celtic fan.
And because we had the conversation yesterday.
Wait,
it's not apples to apples, but you know what? When I started working for the Rangers, I had to let the Devils go. It's just something I had to do. Now, I'm not saying Peter's got to let the Celtics go, but these two teams are on a collision course.
Oh, yeah.
And you're playing the whole I'm big Nick guy, and then they had a big win. You're wearing the jersey. What are you going to do when these two teams are playing each other?
Yeah, Peter, what do you do when they play the Celtics? You're boy, the team.
You know, you didn't do it right. You got to... It's a little level quieter than that. Little secret, Peter. You can't have both.
Why don't you move closer to the speaker, Peter? What are you going to do with that Knicks jersey when they play the Celtics?
All right. The truth is I'm having a little bit of fun with the jersey. I did it just to get a little bit of reaction. I've had this jersey forever. Don, you know I'm an authentic jersey collector.
I know you
are. It's the John Starks Mitchell Ness. It's a classic. I'm having fun to support the guys. Listen, I told Don the truth yesterday.
Rare.
I may be a fraud. I'll accept that there's a chance I'm a fraud sports fan because maybe that'll turn out it's true. Maybe I'll find out that the only team I'm not a fraud about is the Commanders. It's on the table. But I won't ever be a fraud with the audience about my feelings. The fact of the matter is, so far in this playoff, the Celtics playing a series against Miami when the only thing that they could do that would be of note would be to lose in horrific fashion, I was like half dialed into it. The Knicks series, I was incredibly dialed into it. My wife is sitting there watching every game. It's fun. I'm very much in. Now, if they play in the finals, I assume I will just end up rooting for the Celtics like I always have, and that's it. It'll be great. But as you said, Don, maybe there'll be that moment like you had with the Devils Rangers where all of a sudden the Knicks have a game and I go, oh my God, I'm rooting for the Knicks. And at that point, I'd have to have a serious conversation.
Well,
and if it happens, I'll bring it to the air and I'll tell you.
But you've brought a very compelling argument to the table. Michael, you missed it yesterday. That, hey, he's all in on New York. He's a New York DJ. He's a New York sportscaster. The Knicks are very important to this town.
I'm going to take it a step further, Don. I don't want to pat myself on the back. For a lot of people, when it comes to the last 50 years, I'm a New York fixture. This has been my people's whole adult life. Right. I've been a New York guy. So it's a big part of my life.
Right. So I mean, and if you've decided that I'm going to jump onto the bandwagon, I think you should have a serious conversation with yourself about, is it time to let the Celtics go?
Yeah, maybe call BetterHelp.
I'm half serious here, Mike.
I think that your point you're making is fair, and I'm going to take it under advisement, and I'll see what happens when this series comes. I plan on rooting for the Celtics, and I assume that's where my heart will be, but I'm not going to lie to you. I'm sitting here at our summer residence yesterday, as it's known, and
I call it the estate.
The estate. Can an estate be under 2,000 square feet? Whatever. Answer another
time. Of course. Yes.
Okay, good.
South Fork wasn't that big.
All right, good. But I'm not going to lie. Like, there's legitimate fist pumping and nervousness. And
right.
I'm into it. It's a lot of fun.
But then it's going to look weird for you if they play in the conference finals and it gets nasty.
But then
there's some calls to go against the Sun, and you're going to have to be that guy that now isn't waving the pom-pom anymore. And he's going to have to go after the Knicks fan who might be going after you, rooting for the Sun. It's just going to be a really interesting dynamic that I think you should get out in front of. Because I think it's going to happen.
You know what? Well, listen, the Celtics are going. I feel very good about the Celtics getting to the conference final. I think the Knicks are getting a little bit too much credit in that line from Vegas. But I'm with you, Michael. I think the Knicks will beat the Pacers. But I'm going to call it. Well, you want to talk about that here, don't you? Predictions?
Yeah, sure.
I'm seeing a 7-game series here, guys. I don't think this is, if you're picturing a cakewalk, or a Kate walk for that matter. What would that be?
Walking past Kate Upton?
Kate Upton, Katherine Hepburn. But this is not a cakewalk. I really think this is a solid Indiana Pacer team, and I think this series is going to be very, very tough. And I'm a little surprised when Anthony sent us the line yesterday. I got to tell you, I was a little bit surprised that the Knicks were favored so much in this series. But we'll see. I think they'll win the series. But guys, I think we're going minimum 6, if not 7 games.
I'll give you my pick in a bit. But I am picking the Knicks. All right, so Jalen Brunson against the Pacers, 35.7 points per game in the regular season. Tied for the second most by any player against Indiana this season. Now, the coach of the Pacers knows Brunson very well. Jalen Brunson played under Rick Carlisle in Dallas for the first three seasons of his career. The last time they were members of the same team was in Game 7 of the 2021 first round. Brunson played 10-26 off the bench in the loss against the Clippers. The Pacers averaged 123.3 points per game against the Knicks in the regular season. Third most by any team against New York, and the second most by an Eastern Conference team. The Bucks averaged 0.1 more. They were 123.4. Dante DiVincenzo might like this. He averaged 12 points per game in the first round, but 23 in Game 6. In the regular season against Indiana, he averaged 24 points per game.
Oh.
His fourth most against any team. Second most against an Eastern Conference team. He had 24.3 against the Pistons. Now, what you should all know, I mean, there might be people that don't quite know it. The Pistons, the Pacers are not a good defensive team.
No.
They are a run-and-gun team. They get off shots. They led all playoff teams with 40.7 three-point attempts per game. They lead playoff teams with 30.2 assists per game. They had 9.8 turnovers per game, the best in the playoffs so far. The Knicks are third. Now, the Knicks lead all playoff teams with 14.5 offensive rebounds per game. Knicks were very poor from the free throw line in the series against Philadelphia at 72.9. The Pacers are the only team that was worse, 71%. I think it's going to be as run and gun as the Knicks are going to allow it to be, but the Pacers push it up the floor. I think the Knicks are taking the series in five.
Five. You know, listen, I'll tell you one thing, Michael, that works to the Knicks' advantage. This is also not a very deep team. They're not great off the bench. They're a top-heavy team. And, you know, after Halliburton and Siakam, and Miles Turner's a pretty good player, this isn't an incredibly deep team. But you're right, Michael. They run and gun, and they can score. How many times did I turn on a Pacer game and see them with 140 points? They can get out there and score.
Yeah, they're incredibly offensive. They can score. As well as anybody in the league. They I think they eclipsed like 150 a couple of times during the course of the year, but they give up a lot of points. And this is going to be much different than we saw in the first round, where I think your final scores are going to be in the 120s. Like a 122 to 119 game. There's going to be a lot of points. So I like the offensive players to go off for the Knicks, but you know it's going to be the same as it was against the Sixers. If DiVincenzo's not hitting from the perimeter, that could be a problem. Especially if the Pacers are, because they're going to get theirs. They are a great offensive team, but the Knicks should be able to score at will against the Pacers, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch the points they're going to be scored in the series. But I'm with Michael. I think at the end of the day, the Knicks are a better defensive team. They're more tenacious on the boards, and that'll be the difference in the series. I'll say six.
But that's going to be the story for the entire playoffs. It's just going to be, will the other guys show up for Jalen? That's it. On the nights where everybody shows up, I think this team can compete with anybody. It's just a matter of the consistency with the other players not named Jalen Brunson.
It all comes down to everybody else. Brunson's going to get his points. I just think that there are times that they really miss Randall. And I think that Knicks fans that think they're better without Randall, they're misinformed. Randall is really important. But they've gotten through it.
He must be so bummed out, man. Like,
and yesterday was the first time he actually was at a game since the surgery. Of course he's bummed out.
This must be so hard. Prior to Jalen Brunson arriving, this is the heart and soul of the team the last 4 years.
But this narrative, guys, that you do hear in certain Knicks circles, that they're better without Randall.
Hacks.
Come on, you really think you're going only 6-7 deep if you got Julius Randle? Now, listen, there's the Randle handle. There are times where he's not quite the same postseason player as he is in the regular season. But just to be able to have that option, come on, you don't think they'd be better off? They'd be deeper if Julius Randle was on this team? Because who else is stepping up that can do what Julius can do offensively?
No
Even
one.
With the turnovers.
I'll take his 25-10 and his turnovers. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Mike in New Jersey. Mikey.
Michael, Don, Peter, how you guys doing?
Great.
Good,
you?
Mike.
Good. I'm calling because I'm a little upset about that one caller that said the Knicks fans are delusional, that they shouldn't be really excited we beat the Sixers. Look, the Sixers were a team that teams were ducking to play in the first round. We were the only team that didn't want to lose games in the first round. We didn't care who we played. And on top of that, the Sixers with Embiid, no matter how injured he was, they were still, when he was playing in the regular season, they were one of the best teams in the league. And on top of that, Philadelphia, they're rival to us. And we were underdogs in the series. Why shouldn't we be happy? I'm not delusional. This Pacers series, I think, is going to be tough. I think we win in six. But I'm not here saying we're going to beat the Celtics. Why can't I be happy that we beat the Sixers?
You should be. You should be, and I think you articulated it perfectly because there were teams that bad games because they didn't want to finish with the second seed, knowing that they face either the Sixers or the Heat. The Knicks did. The Knicks said, we're going to win, and whoever's there, we're going to play them. There were teams that were dodging the Sixers. I think the Knicks showed a lot of integrity for the game, and they said, bring on anybody you want. Because that was not an easy first-round matchup. Because I'm sorry, that's not a 7 seed. It's not a 7 seed. And we keep knowing how banged up Embiid was.
The guy averaged about what he averages when he's healthy. He had a 50-point game. Yeah, he was hobbled. Okay, but he was still great.
Tyrese Maxey
was great, too.
And let's not misunderstand. We want Boston, that we're going to beat Boston. I think that they're saying that we'll take on all comers. Now, maybe that's disrespectful to the Pacers, and we'll see if they use that as fodder. But a fan believing in their team is not delusional. I haven't heard any caller saying, we're winning the title, no one can stop. That would be a delusional fan. And I think even that caller would agree. But to believe that you could beat anybody, that you've got a chance, why wouldn't you think you have a chance, Michael? What have the Celtics won recently? Now, they did go to the finals a couple of years ago, but they lost. But what if Miami had that sentiment last year? And look what they were able to do last year and surprise the Celtics. So I think they're the favorites in this series. They'll be the dogs against Boston, but that doesn't mean they're not going to show up, and it doesn't mean they don't have a chance. But I correct me if I'm wrong, I don't listen every second of the day, but I haven't heard too many callers saying, oh, we're winning, nobody's going to be able to stop us. That's delusional.
Yeah, I haven't heard that either.
Yeah, but just believing, Peter, and just being excited about your team is not delusional. That's what the whole sports is supposed to be about.
But I think that what got that tag unfairly is the Yahoos outside the Garden after the first Sixer win, or maybe it was the second one. You know, bring on the Celtics.
That's delusional. Yeah. It was a handful of fans outside that kind of got caught up in the excitement. And even then they said, we want Boston, not, you know, we're going to beat Boston. I think everybody looks at Boston as the team. I mean, Denver's another story. They're the defending champions. They're in the other conference. But, you know, right now, next up, the one that is really going to be the challenge is Boston. And those fans out there, you know, drunk on the high of winning a playoff game, said, we want Boston. But I think any rational fan is excited, but they're not going to go as far as to say that some kind of championship is guaranteed. Give me a break.
Let's go to the phones again. Let's go to Mark in Charlotte. Mark.
Don, you said PR. What about PP? How about poo-poo? Not what you want. Not what you want.
No.
Soft, sir. Last night, I thought OG was kind of the X factor. Great on the defensive end, but he was able to just, you know, come off the pick and roll, get to his spots, and he knocked down some shots. He had some big threes, and then obviously that poster dunk on Embiid towards the end.
That dunk was special.
That's a moment.
Awesome. And obviously, Jalen Brunson is got to give him his flowers for setting some records. I mean, unbelievable play, Josh Hart. But I thought Dante, you know, that adjustment by Tibbs to put him on Maxey. I mean, Maxey's unbelievable. The way he can just drive, and he's so fast you can't even catch him. But I thought Dante really
suffocated him.
Yeah, I thought he really did, and I thought that was a key defensive move by Tibbs. And great game overall. I think the Pacers are totally different type of challenge, equally as tough as the Sixers. But obviously, Embiid provides that X factor for them. That you know, we're gonna have to contain Tyrese and. We'll see what we can do, but I like the Knicks, and I do think -275 is a little steep. I do agree with you, Peter, but let's go Knicks.
Yeah, I like the way you think.
Knicks have a lot of Tyrese situations to deal with.
Now we're talking about Mark was talking about OG. OG's been the difference on this team since the trade was made at the end of 2023, the actual calendar year, not the season. They're almost unbeatable with him. They are, and I think that trade to me showed me the guts and the belief that the Knicks front office has, because RJ Barrett was their draft pick, and they said, you know what, we're better without him, and bringing in OG Anunoby. Not a lot of front offices would have the cubes to say we made a mistake with the third pick of the draft. Now, it wasn't a terrible mistake. They ended up re-signing him to a second contract, but they said, how do we become better? And they still did the deal and traded away two people that are very well liked by Knicks fans. Remember, Don and Peter, when that deal was made? I think trending on Twitter was Knicks got fleeced.
Yes.
Where are those people now? And at that time, we all said we liked the deal. They weren't going anywhere with R.J. Barrett. He's a nice player. He's not a great player. And O.J. Anunoby is not a great player, but you know what? He's a great fit. He's a great fit with this team. And taking R.J. Barrett out of the equation opened up a lot of floor space for Jalen Brunson. A lot. Let's go to Dylan in Freehold. Dill.
Hey,
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Appreciate you. So, Michael, I want to first agree with exactly what you just said about how OG might not be a great player, but he is a great fit. And that's exactly my point as to why Julius Randle being off the floor is helping the New York Knicks right now. And it's because him being off the floor, think about where Julius Randle operates from, right? Within the three-point line, that elbow to short corner area. And what are the Knicks doing better, well right now that's allowing everybody else to play free? Is the dribble drive, right? Jalen Brunson getting into the lane at will is opening up the game for everybody else, right? And I want to now, even beyond that, post-trade, okay, two guys besides Brunson who actually look for their own shot, Barrett and Quickly. Now you take the ball out of their hands and you solely put the ball in Jalen Brunson's hands. Now let's just go down the line here. Who would you rather have handling the ball and making decisions and trying to make plays? RJ Barrett or Jalen Brunson? Obviously Jalen Brunson. Who would you rather have making decisions, Quickly or Brunson? Obviously Brunson. Same thing with Randle, right? So trading those guys just puts the ball in Jalen Brunson's hand 99% of the time now, and everybody else is playing off of what he does. Everybody else is just simply making the correct basketball play. The ball's not sticking anywhere, right? So when Jalen Brunson does get into the lane, you got guys like DiVincenzo who are spotting up. You got guys like OG who are making the right read by either spotting up or cutting off of Jalen Brunson. Same thing with Josh Hart. Respect to Julius Randle, he's not doing that at the rate that all these guys are.
But let me stop you for a second, Dylan. See if you agree. The thing that concerns me about the way the Knicks are constructed right now, everything, for the most part, is predicated on kicking out and getting a three. And if guys are not hitting a three, they struggle. Julius Randle is 25-10, no matter how he gets it. No matter how he gets it, that's a nice weapon to have. They don't have that second surefire weapon to score. DiVincenzo might be hot, might be not. Hart might be hot, might be not. So that's where I think now, Julius makes his team better.
That's fair.
Oh, no.
That was a good phone call. But what
I would ask him is, so let's say Randall's available to come back for the series. You wouldn't want him?
Right. Of course
now,
you
now
would.
Maybe things have changed and he wouldn't be used in the same manner, because I do agree that OG has elevated himself here, but you're telling me that you couldn't find a way to be a better team having that extra body and that extra score
on
your team?
Be different. And, Don, it would be different. There's no way that if Julius Randle were to come back to this team with the kind of team that it's become, he literally just could not be the same guy. Things have changed. And it would be interesting. How many times do we say, Michael, how many times did you say, Julius Randle, great player, he's not a number one. He's number two or number three.
So now he could be a two.
Now he could be that. Now he could be that number two. At the end of the game, you're not going to get the Randle handle. But guess what else you're not going to get? You're not going to get that ISO ball with Brunson at the end of the game where he's stuck on the right wing by himself with no one else to give the ball to. So it would be interesting to see him around. I think they'd be a much better team.
Since they got OG, by the way, guys, now obviously he was injured for over a month, they're 24-5.
Yeah.
That's like...
Is that best team in the NBA?
I would think that no team has been over those 29 games 24-5. I mean, think about that. That's like Chicago Bulls 72 win territory. Do the math.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
You wonder if he did not get hurt, Michael, would they have been challenging the Celtics for the top spot?
I don't know. I mean, because what did the Celtics win, Peter? 60?
64.
Yeah, they wouldn't have had 14 more wins. Knicks had 50 and they finished second. No, I don't think they challenge. I think they have a better chance to beat the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I think so too.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I guess, you know, maybe you're intrigued, but maybe you're not.
I am.
What I said going into the break, Don's always intrigued because he never knows what's going to come out of my mouth. But the Yankees are having an auction. And it's to raise money for the Yankee Foundation, which, you know, they do a lot of good things in communities and stuff like that. And so they're auctioning off certain experiences and physical items as well. And so one of the, they asked me if I would agree to be auctioned off for a half hour Zoom with a fan.
All right.
All right. So I'm looking through the bidding right now. It's on New York Yankee auction. So let's look at it this way. Garrett Cole personalized recorded message. How much do you think that is?
6-1. I will go with a personalized message, $500.
Exactly. Very good. Anthony Volpe personalized recorded message.
$350.
$300.
Nice.
Mariano Rivera autographed baseball.
Ooh, which I have, by the way.
A what autograph? Mariano?
Yeah.
When we got it at the, that was given to us at one of the lunch with a legend we had with him.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
Hold on. Go ahead.
I don't know. $450.
It's a generic autograph Mariano ball.
There's no such thing.
What do you mean generic?
It's the most beautiful autograph in the history of the world.
No, but I mean, it's not a per. The first two things you did were personalized. This is not. I'm just trying to calculate.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I'm going to say 500.
375.
Okay.
Autograph Aaron Judge baseball.
I'm going to go 500.
550.
Exactly. Oh.
500, yeah.
Andy Pettit, autograph baseball and game tickets.
Oh. Autograph. You mean you get game tickets or it's an autographed game ticket?
They don't have physical tickets anymore in this universe, Peter.
Yeah, they do. Sure they do.
No, not really. Not the
Yankees.
So
these are old game tickets autographed by Andy?
No, no. Autographed baseball and you're getting the tickets to a game.
Oh, you get to go to a game also.
$650.
$500.
$350. Well, let's just go to the K.
That's a bar.
Zoom.
So this is 30 minutes with K.
Yeah.
That's a lot. You get a lot.
That's not nothing. That's 30 minutes. That's a half hour to you and me.
That is a half hour. I'm going 1,200 smackaroos.
I was
going
to say 1,500.
It's $500.
Oh.
Same as Brian Cashman's 30-minute Zoom.
Well, $250.
No, it's 500.
Really? Well, right. Fans aren't really happy with Brian.
Well, they should be. I mean,
anyway.
Well, hold on real quick. Michael, has it been bid up yet? Are there bids?
Yeah, these have been bid on.
And how much is left?
Let's see. It ends May 7th.
Oh yeah, you're gonna get up.
You're gonna get up.
You're gonna get up to $1,000.
But I'm just saying, I'm out doing Andy Pettit autographed baseball and game tickets.
Well,
Aaron Judge autographed baseball. I'm the same money. I mean, I've done it, Peter. I've done it. I can walk away now.
This just reminds me, and it makes me upset, that both of my co-hosts just think so poorly of themselves. That's what
it is true.
Me.
Because I don't think Michael realizes. It's not an autographed baseball. It's 30 minutes with Michael. That's a long...
Yeah.
That's basically having dinner with Michael Kay.
That's right.
So they get to ask anything 30 minutes. They're obviously a fan of yours. So it kind of makes sense.
If I had a choice, I mean, as much as I love Phil Rizzuto, when I was a kid, to have a Phil Rizzuto 30-minute Zoom or a Mickey Mantle or a Bobby Mercer autographed baseball, I think I'd take the baseball.
No, would you?
I think I would.
Because, all right, there wasn't Zoom back then. So you're telling me you get to have lunch with Phil
Rizzuto. Having lunch is different because you can't escape in 30 minutes. Let's go to Grace Papaya.
But 30 minutes of continuous conversation with your idol is better than an autograph.
I don't know. Everybody's idol. Anthony Volpe. Aaron Judge.
Let's put it this way. How much would you charge to do that?
I wouldn't do it. I would only do it for charity. That's why I don't do Cameo.
All right. So if you won't do Cameo. So this is, I think this makes sense. And Peter's right. You are somebody.
But why would it be the same as Brian? I mean, all these people, I hate Brian, right? You have 30 minutes to pick his brain. Why did you do this? Why'd you trade this guy? Why did you get Joey Gallo? Why did you hold on to Gallo? I mean, you could ask him everything.
I'll just say this. The you're a much more entertaining conversation.
Yes.
Brian's very entertaining when he's not on the air.
Oh, I was about to say,
he's going to be on the air. For those 30 minutes, he's going to be on the air.
Right.
Well, I'm very impressed.
No,
with
you
myself.
Should be, but I'm with Peter. You got to understand your significance.
I am not significant.
That's the answer for you. But I could speak for you and say that you are significant.
Now, what if the Zoom that I do is the same Zoom as we do at 2:30 every day? It wouldn't be worth much.
No,
I don't
hope
say
you're
much.
More lively.
Oh, that would be so disappointing.
Yeah.
Well, but you've got your things you have to say. Peter's having, you know, discussions with his wife about, like, new decks.
I just wonder.
So there's not much time for me to, like, talk.
Yeah, that was irritating today. He should have hit mute. We didn't.
I think that was the first little bump in the marriage. I could see some enmity.
I thought that was entertaining, Don. That is irritating.
I can't repeat what he said to her on the air. That should tell you everything.
Yeah, it was uncomfortable.
Really?
No. Yeah. You dropped the line right out of, like, the honeymooners. But how deep into the Zoom, Peter, does Michael belt out, "What's the open?"
Yeah, that's what season is. So what's the open?
Well, that's the only reason we're on that Zoom.
That might be the only reason you're on the Zoom.
Well, what other reason are we on the Zoom? To, like, to converse with each other? We do that all day.
It's camaraderie, you know?
I don't want to.
Why do you show up 15 minutes late for most of them?
I don't feel. Listen, I lean a lot closer to you, Michael, than Don, just to be clear. On days like today, I would cancel the meeting. I would go, "Hey, guys, see you at 3. We know what's going on." But that's me.
You know who we have coming up at 4:50?
Yeah, exactly. All the more reason I cancel the meeting when you hear about things like this.
Kendrick Lamar is coming on at 4:30.
Oh, now that's a get today.
No, I'm sorry. Wait, somebody's telling Kendrick Perkins. I'm sorry.
Oh, there's a big difference.
Still big.
Not Kendrick Lamar.
Still big. Now, are you speaking? But
you seem very happy with Kendrick Lamar's new effort.
Oh, I'm thrilled. Kendrick is in the middle of his own beef.
Are we gonna
talk about Kendrick Perkins' beef?
Yeah.
Have to, right?
You have to.
Who's he beefing?
It started here.
Oh, that's
Chuck and Shaq.
Yeah, right.
I wonder, do you think that ESPN will make the big money bid for Barkley? Or will, who's getting it? Amazon? Or Amazon? Hmm. Or NBC?
Wait. Is Turner out?
It looks like they're out.
Wait, they're
not official yet, but it looks like NBC's getting that side of the package.
I have to tell you guys, very uncomfortable with the idea of Turner not having basketball. Very uncomfortable.
Well,
I don't like
what are you uncomfortable
flows.
With?
Because, I don't like it.
Because the Shaq, Charles, and Kenny could go as a package to NBC. Now, Ernie says he's not going.
He's a Turner man.
Yeah, he's got a Turner. He's a Turner guy.
Yeah.
He's a Turner man for life. He is Turner. Like, when you think about Turner Sports,
yeah.
It's the Atlanta Braves and Ernie Johnson. That is Turner Sports.
So but if I'm Amazon, I got to throw a ton of money at those guys because I do think that even though you think it is the future and all that, at least in the beginning, I mean, I think
you want to get people to turn it on.
I think there are people that are like, I'll pass on going to the app for that playoff series or that game, but if I know they are the coverage, that might get me to sign up and do it. So I would think Amazon might go the extra mile.
Well, ESPN has shown they'll pay money for people like Joe Buck and Troy Aikman and Manning and Pat McAfee. That's a needle changer. That's a needle mover.
Well, listen, they all have the money, Michael. It's just a matter of who
Amazon
feels
probably
like,
has more money than anybody.
Who feels that they need to do it the most? And I don't think NBC would feel like they have to do it. ESPN doesn't feel like they have to do it. They've got
I think
coverage,
ESPN
got the games.
Don, I'm knocking ESPN even out of contention.
Really? Why?
Yes. Because they have a lot of talent that's well paid and well regarded. It wouldn't make sense. I disagree with you, Don, that NBC wouldn't need it. NBC needs to get back in. This is starting over again. Bob Costas ain't walking through that door.
Why not?
Why not?
You know what? He may walk. Hold on, let me re-say it. Bob Costas may walk through that door. And if they're spending the money on Bob Costas, they want to put other great people around him. They're not going to just bring back Bob Costas and act like all of a sudden it's 1990 and are they bringing back Ahmad Rashad? Is that all we're doing?
Here's a big question, Peter. Do you believe, because he was asked this, do you believe
in life after love?
I know you believe in that.
Sure I do.
Do you believe that NBC will bring back Round Ball Rock? Which is now owned by Fox because John Tesh was asked, he said, if they call up, they can have it.
Now, if our producers are worth even anything, they know what they have to play right now just because that came up.
Tush one or the real one?
No, the Tush one. Anytime we have a reason to play the John Tush, play it. Go!
Yeah, so they're not worth
Peter,
much.
Peter, it's not readily available.
Oh, now we know.
You got to order it?
They're trying to buy that one, too.
Don't you think they have to bring that back? Not that one. But
with the farts? No, without the
No, they have to. No, and I think they will. I mean, listen, ESPN brought back their music for hockey. They didn't have it for like 20 years. They brought it back. You got to. I don't know. It's in the soul of that. Like that will put NBC right back on the map. You remember the Saturday Night Live bit with that song?
Yeah.
You got to play. I think we can.
What was that again? What was the bit?
Oh, it was like I got to. I can't have it. You'll be able.
They added the lyrics to it. Yeah.
Basketball.
By the way, and they high five each other.
If they don't, it's very. If they don't bring it back, they don't bring back that song. Don't bother. Let's just don't.
Oh, don't even bid for the package then.
Yep. That's how
wow,
I feel.
Wow, that's strong. I knew you'd have a strong day today.
I'm with Peter. If they don't bring the song back, it's not going to work.
You're half in. That means you're half in.
So, do they bring back Mike Breen? That's where Mike Breen started his national television career.
Well, what's his contract situation? Well,
I'm not privy to that. And if I was, and I am privy, I'm not telling you.
Well, no, it's out there.
If you
think you would be the only one to know? I mean, I didn't feel
specifics.
Like Googling it.
I know specifics. I know per diem. I know everything.
Well, no, I didn't ask for that. Is his contract up when...
You know his per diem?
I know everything. We know everything about each other.
Here's a little secret. The per diem is per diem.
Per diem is different for different people.
No, yeah. I don't think
yes,
so.
Yes, it is.
Mm. Of course it is.
Of course it is, Don.
You think the interns are getting the same as Breen? See, this is
no, on
again,
air is on
by the
air.
Way, you know what the, you know what this
no,
is?
No, on
Michael?
Air is on air.
No, it's not. No, on air isn't on air. And by the way, Michael, I just want to go back again. This is more proof that Don is the worst negotiator in the business.
No,
I'm saying.
You never have to convince me.
No, I might, again, I will be the first to admit that I'm wrong. That the per diem is the per diem. I think Breen gets the same per diem as everybody else on the broadcast.
All right, here's John Tush. We have John Tush on the air. John.
Oh my God, how does he get through that fast today?
John, is it important that NBC relicense this?
Of course, they have to. They have to relicense it with the sound effects.
No. If I'm not mistaken, the last time that you were on, you made it pretty much known you're not a Peter guy.
Well, sort you know of. What? I was. That's what I wanted to talk about. You know, without one of you, the show is not the same. The show, first of all, has been off the hook good for the last year, but
really?
Recently it's just unbelievable. You guys are so on. If any one of you left,
oh no,
it would not be the same. So you all hold a very significant part. Now, I can't stand it when Peter shows up in these stupid jerseys. You're a grown man.
What's wrong with those jerseys?
It's a stupid jersey. You heard him. He said it's a stupid jersey.
I'm sorry. The three of us are walking around. We're talking about sweaty men playing games. I mean, let's all calm down a bit.
But you never wear another person's jersey. What if you have to, you know, let's say you're wearing, what if you play Brunson in one-on-one and you're wearing his jersey?
Well, but first of all,
you already lost.
It's an interesting approach. But my jerseys that I own, I will say, with the exception of my one regrettable Marcus Smart jersey, because he immediately left the team, every jersey I have is a legend. I think legend jerseys
are
wait
a minute. I love John Starks. Would you say he's a legend?
Yeah, he's not an all-time great, but he's a legend.
I mean, you know, Walt Frazier's a legend. You can't cheapen the word legend. John Starks is a very popular ex-Knicks. He's not a legend.
It's tough to throw a legend when you're
okay. Okay, fine. Back. You know what? I'm not going to be irrational. I'm not going to get stubborn
for once.
You know what?
He's legend, maybe strong, but how would you describe what he like? This jersey is not the same as wearing a Jalen Brunson jersey. This is a Starks jersey represents a moment in
he's
time
beloved.
In New York.
He's beloved. He's not,
and very specific to an era from my childhood where, like, even if you weren't a Knicks fan, John Starks was the man. That's what he was.
We're going to have to take a brief timeout because we have to get to Kendrick Lamar.
Perkins.
Or Kendrick Perkins, I'm sorry. He's going to break it. He's got to feel good about things because he's been predicting the Knicks to the Eastern Conference Finals.
You kidding me? That's why we got to have him.
And we'll stir it up for him. But first, Peter's going to stir up the dirty bath water in his bath.
That's a weird way of putting it, guys, but it is Peter here for my friends over at Bath Fitter. They did my bath. They did an incredible job. They customized it for my needs. Process was easy. It was done in a day. No demo, no mess. And Bath Fitter is a permanent high-quality solution with a lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers like me. For a limited time, get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bath Fitter system. Start designing your bath today like I did at bathfitterdesign.com. There's only one Bath Fitter.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
The Knicks win, beat the Sixers in six. Next up, starting on Monday night at the Garden, it's the Indiana Pacers with the opportunity to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. And our next guest, as somebody has said for the longest time, that's where the Knicks are going to end up. And that is our colleague and friend, Kendrick Perkins. He joins us now. Kendrick, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How you doing?
What's up, fellas? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
God.
What was the series against the Sixers tougher than you thought it was going to be for the Knicks?
It was, but it was a great test, right? And it was a great opportunity because I believe it was the best series in these playoffs, and I also believe that it was the best series that I've witnessed in the last 2 to 3 years. Okay, when it comes down to having to compete, when it comes down to having those one shining moments, guys having to step outside of their comfort zone and play different roles. And I'm talking about the Knicks, Josh Hart. We saw him make a big shot last night. We've seen him come up with huge offensive rebounds, you know, being a second option somewhat to Jalen Brunson. We saw the emergence of Tyrese Maxey. And I thought for the Knicks to overcome that duo of Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey, and also the physicality of Nick Nurse putting Kelly Oubre and Nicholas Batum on Jalen Brunson, and the way he handled that the last, what, four games of the series, and because of the way he started the first two games, absolutely. I mean, but it was a great series, and it was a great test for the Knicks, and it's only going to help them in the long run.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Would Game 5 end up being a blessing in disguise? That you kind of learn, you try to learn from that losing. As a former player, is that something you go to school on, those final 28 seconds of Game 5?
I'll tell you one thing. It's something that you lose sleep over. That's what happens. And you know what was interesting? I think it was Jalen Brunson that said after Game 5, it was quiet in the locker room. None of the players talked to each other. Everyone was pissed off at themselves. That goes to show you right there that they care, and they couldn't wait for Game 6. No matter how the distractions were going to be, no matter how many tickets, the Philly fans tried to buy and stop the Knicks fans from getting in the building, they were focused, and you could see how they came out. Now, obviously, you know, they had the drop-off, you know, in the second quarter or whatever, but they stuck with it. And Tom Thibodeau stuck to his guns. I know a lot of people would love to see him go a little deeper into his rotation, maybe see a little bit more Alex Burks, especially with Bogdanović being out. But, you know, you could either roll over and lay down, or you could come back and respond the way that the Knicks did. But that's the leadership of Jalen Brunson.
We're talking about the odds for this Pacers series, and Kendrick, they're heavily favoring the Knicks. Do you think that's right? Is that about what you expect? Is the Knicks at a minus 280? How many games do you expect this thing to go?
Oh, it's going six. The Knicks might get it in five, but it's going six. The Pacers, they haven't seen this level of physicality yet, right? And it's no disrespect to the Bucks, but the Bucks don't have the personnel that the Knicks do, right? You look at Pascal Siakam and what he done in that series against the Milwaukee Bucks. I believe the Knicks got an answer for him in OG Anunoby, right? And you look at Tyrese Haliburton, right? Although he didn't have that powerful moment in this series, they do have a Josh Hart for him. And so when I think about, you know, how they could dominate on the offensive glass with the, you know, Pacers in the regular season being one of the worst defensive rebounding teams in the league. The Knicks are going to play their style. And it's going to be interesting to see how the Pacers respond and can they match their level of physicality for a seven-game series, which I believe is going six, and I don't believe that they can.
Kendrick Perkins is our guest. Now, we mentioned the short rotation that Tibbs is going with. You know, Hart plays every minute of every game, Kendrick. Is this going? I know that they've trained for this. They did it all year. They're not a load management team. But as the playoffs move on and the games become more intense, could that be an issue where they start to fatigue?
I think they built for it. I mean, I really believe so. I mean, this is the perfect situation and the perfect marriage. When you look at Tom Thibodeau and the players that he have around him that he's coaching right now, I mean, you can't get no better than that. Unless an injury happens, which, you know, can happen in any series with any team, you know, Tom Thibodeau is going to ride his horses. That's who Tibbs is. You know, I played for Tibbs, obviously, when he was an assistant coach, and he's going to ride his horses. His thing is he's going to make you do what you need to do outside of the games, meaning are you getting your treatment? Are you getting in an ice tub? Are you getting your rest? Because for 48 minutes, I may need you for the entire 48 minutes, and I don't want to hear nothing else because I'm not going to shortchange you as a coach. I'm going to punch you in the clock. So, you know, it could come back. I don't see it happening because they train for this. These guys are true professionals, and they want it. Again, he does have some guys that he could go to. I think, you know, we will see a lot more Precious Achiuwa. And again, I would love to see some Alex Burks, you know, in spurts. You know, if, you know, I think he's a guy that could come in and provide offense. And I think Tibbs needs to give him a shot.
Now, we've been having this conversation, Kendrick. I want to get your take. I think they miss Julius Randle. I mean, 25-10 is hard to replace. There are Knicks fans that call in and go, they're better off without him. Are they better with him or without him?
Jalen Brunson need another all-star caliber player on the side of him for the Knicks to complete the ultimate mission, and that's winning the championship, right? Do I think the Knicks could get to the NBA Finals? I wouldn't be surprised, especially with the injury of Kristaps Porzingis. But for them to complete the mission, you need Julius Randle. And the one thing that I do want the Knicks fans to do is to calm down when it comes down to Julius Randle, because I want them to, you know, put themselves in his shoes at this moment. It's hard as hell when you've been in the trenches, when you've been in the culture for years, right? The highs, the lows, and your team is having success and they're doing it without you. And there's nothing that you could do about it because you're sidelined with injuries. And so you think about the mental part of it. You want Julius to stay engaged. You want him to feel welcome. You want him to be there in the locker room, right? You want him to continue to support his teammates in great fashion and be, you know, the teammate that he has always been. And so, you know, I knew that was going to come, you know, because, again, it's one series, right? So, you know, come Monday, it's the start of another series. Do I think they're going to get past the Pacers? Yes. But I do think by the time they get to the Eastern Conference, the value of Julius Randle and what he brings to the table will be missed.
Now, we have to apologize, Kendrick, because when you were on with us last time, I asked you why, you know, Shaq and Barkley don't think the Knicks are going to win. And you said, because you didn't say it in a nasty way. You said they don't watch them all the time. And they got really ticked off. And they put your face on a punching bag during the studio shows. What's your reaction to the things they've said?
Oh, they'll be all right. And y'all don't have to apologize. Apologize for what? You know, if it was a lie, you know, the truth never have to address a lie. And I have great respect for both of those legends over there, Charles and Shaq. You know, the only problem that I had with it is the calling out of, you know, calling me out of my name as a roach. I had a problem with that. Other than that, you know, it's all fun and games. And hopefully that made them up their game and actually start watching the games even more. I mean, you know, but at the end of the day, this is not a – I've never been a guy that's, you know, been sensitive about anything. And guess what? I've been called worse by better people.
Now, Kendrick, listen. So when this happened a week ago or so and they responded – Michael sort of was of the standpoint of like, I'm not sure why they were so angry. I don't think he meant anything. Now, I did say, though, that I thought that you knew when you threw that out there, while it wasn't nasty, you did know that if they heard that, they'd probably feel a way, no?
I mean, yeah, but, you know, it wasn't, I mean, I, to be honest, I wasn't saying it out there for them to, I wasn't saying, it came from a genuine place. I wasn't
right.
saying it to, like, ruffle feathers. I just said it, like, and I meant it. Like, it came from my soul. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, Charles and Shaq, you know, they've been having fun, man. Those are legends in the game. And I didn't take it personally at all. I actually thought it was real funny, you know. And at the end of the day, it's not going to stop me from voicing my opinion on how I feel about the game of basketball. It's damn sure not about to stop me from coming and visit with you guys on the show, especially during this Knicks run. I'm going to continue to come on here and talk on the show, and it's not going to stop me from talking on television. So, you know, I just, you know, like my grandmother used to say, God bless their heart. They don't know no better, bitch.
you're a tough dude. You're a tough player. So when you see they put your picture on a punching bag and they're, like, kicking it, that doesn't, like, bother you at all?
Because Michael will be upset.
It's on the punching bag. And two, look, Charles is harmless, right? He just want to have a good time. Old Chuck is harmless. You know, he's not going to bust a grape in the Fruit Fighter and pour milk on cereal. And he ain't going to listen to it go snap, crackle, or pop. Again, it's all fun and games, and I love the response. I actually had a response for them, but at the end of the day, I was like, you know what? I'm good, because I didn't want to waste too much energy in going back and forth with them throughout this moment when I need to be focused on the playoffs, especially Big Body Brunson and the Knicks.
Beautiful.
Now, they did pick – they said the Pacers are going to beat the Knicks. Both of them said that.
They did?
Yeah.
They said the 76ers were going to beat the Knicks.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what? Outside, let me say this, though. Outside of Chuck and Shaq, I don't know what else the Knicks got to, like, continue to do to make people say, you know what? Hey, man, this is a really, really good, almost borderline great basketball team. And Jalen Brunson is a really, really good – no, he's a great basketball player. I mean, the man averaged 40-plus on the road, 40-plus. And I just don't understand, like, you know, and even, like, last night I was listening to a lot of people and they was just like, oh, yeah, they killed him on the offensive glass. That was the deciding fact. And I was just like, so we're just going to overlook these historical moments, individual moments that Jalen Brunson is having right now? We just go overlook that he's leading the playoffs and scoring right now? Are we going to overlook that? Or when are we going to shine the light and say, you know what, he's for real. He's shown us who he is time and time again, and it's time for us to believe him.
Well, we appreciate you coming on with us and having fun with us, and you've been calling this for the last couple of months when you came on, so you're always welcome back here.
Well, I appreciate y'all, fellas, and y'all enjoy the weekend. I'm going to see who could push some game sevens tonight. I think Orlando will. I think Clippers are going home.
Good enough. Thank you, Kendrick.
Appreciate you, man.
All right. Kendrick Perkins. So he didn't think, well, what was that? Charles wouldn't squish a grape in a fruit salad?
Yeah, in a fruit fight.
In a food fight?
Yes.
But he didn't say Shaq wouldn't.
No, he didn't mention it. I'll tell you what. He was this Kendrick was much more forgiving than Kendrick Lamar has been on his records list.
Oh, I love how you tie that together.
You see how I brought it all together?
They don't give these jobs to nobodies.
No, that's right.
Empire Outlets on Staten Island is the place to be this spring season for your ultimate shop and dine experience. Empire Outlets is located steps from the Staten Island Ferry, easily accessible to all New York City and New Jersey residents. Shop outlets like Nike Factory, Levi's Outlet, Banana Republic Factory, Guest Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Gap Factory, Nordstrom Rack, and more. Dine at restaurants including Shake Shack, Bake Culture, and Hazel's 423 Food Truck. Visit EmpireOutlets.nyc and follow on Instagram at Empire Outlets to learn more about what Empire Outlets is offering.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.